Hi everyone, it's Reverend David here. Just a word of explanation before you listen to the audio recording for last Sunday's service. Last Sunday, we were excited to be able to share in some adult baptisms. And there will be, as you listen to the service, there'll be some times of silence, some names that have been edited out. And that's simply just given the circumstances of the people who were baptized and where they're from. There's just some sensitivities that we need to be conscious of as we do that. And so some of their voices have been changed as well, which I hope still sounds okay, but it's different than their natural voices. So please just take note of that as you listen to the service. There'll be just some bits that have been edited out, voices that have changed, and just wanted to let you know about that as you listen. And the service begins with some playing by Mark on the piano, and then a short piece by Jenny, and then the service continues from there. God bless. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our service for today. It's great to be gathered together, and welcome to those of you who are here with us this morning, but welcome also to those who will listen or watch at another time. This morning we will share in baptism this morning. Really quite looking forward to that. That's a very exciting time, and there'll be opportunity for us to share in that together, and I'll say a little bit more about that later on. And today, as far as for the gospel reading, we have the account from John chapter 21, which is where Jesus, again, another resurrection appearance of Jesus as he appears on the shore of a lake. And some of the disciples have gone back to fishing, and the risen Christ meets them there. Let us pray. Lord our God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to gather together, and may we never take that for granted. Pray for your blessing as we gather here. Help us to know more and more of you, to grow closer to you, to be reassured by your ongoing presence with us, and may what we offer to you now be acceptable in and through that which Christ offers, we pray. Amen. Our first song is one that provides the opportunity to focus our thoughts and our hearts and our minds on the God who is the light of the world, and we'll stand to sing. We pray. Lord, we do join our prayers to that in which we've just sung of giving you praise and worship. For you indeed are the light of the world that has shone light into the darkness of this world, into the darkness of our hearts, bringing peace and joy and freedom. And for that, we are truly thankful. Loving God, in the face of who you are, we acknowledge who we are, that we're not the people that you've called us to be. Forgive us if we have rushed in where we should have gone gently and stood back on the sidelines when we should have been involved. Forgive us if in our successes we have looked for too much praise, and in our failures have accepted too little responsibility. Forgive us if we have looked for shallow happiness at the expense of others, and if we've clamped down on those generous impulses which would foster profound gladness. And Lord, there are times when we who should be best friends with ourselves are our own worst enemies. Please forgive us. We turn to you for understanding, for forgiveness, for change, for renewal. please have mercy on us. Gracious God, the magnitude of our sins is always outreached by the magnitude of your grace and your mercies. We, your grateful people, turn to you in trust, knowing that our sins are forgiven and that our folly is overruled by your abundant grace. As we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. In 1 Peter chapter 2, we hear this, that Jesus used his servant body to carry our sins to the cross so we could be rid of sin, free to live the right way. His wounds became your healing. You were lost sheep with no idea of who you were or where you were going. Now you are named and kept for good by the shepherd of your souls. The good news is that it is in and through Christ that our sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. And so we're able to know the peace that Christ brings, and I invite you to share a word of greeting and a word of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Amen.
Welcome to everyone here today, and of course especially to and their family. It's so lovely to have you with us. It's great because we've had some sadness lately, and to also have now something joyous to celebrate is wonderful. There is a funeral for the Presbyterian Church family. They'll be held on Tuesday the 28th at 10 a.m, and I'm presuming therefore that refreshed shop won't be open on that morning at all. So just be aware of that happening here too. Coffee and Chat with David will be on this Wednesday. There's also nothing in the service printed about reflections, but it is going to be out next Sunday. So please, if you've got items to send me, do that by Wednesday this week. It would be a big help. The other thing that I missed putting in was Cool and Classic Concert, which is only 4 weeks away. It's earlier this year, the mid-year one, because it's the only time that fits in with the con. And that's the Best of the Con concert, which is always very popular and easy to talk to friends about because they always seem to enjoy it. So there'll be more details next week, and let me know if you can help on the day too. We'll have flyers and single concert tickets available next week. So thank you very much.
Just need to attend on Thursday the annual Code of Ethics and Safe Church Training for Ministers. That'll be on Thursday, so I'll be over at Banyo at the United Church property there. Thank you for those who assisted on Thursday for Sylvia's memorial service here, and it was a good thing to gather together as God's people and to have the opportunity to do that here. And I encourage your ongoing prayers for Debbie and Heather and their families, and indeed for each of us as well, as we continue to come to terms with Sylvia's death. In the midst of that, also want to acknowledge some birthdays in the next few days. Many of you would know Fran Kohler. It's Fran's birthday today. Fran's now lives down the hill here at the Salvation Army aged care home. And so we'll say a prayer for Fran shortly. And also a little birdie, Blair, told me it's your birthday tomorrow. Would that be right? I've got a note here, 21. That can't be. Oh, sorry, that's a misprint. No. And also, birthday's tomorrow as well, and many of us will know him. And as I gaze over here, Liz, you have a birthday very soon as well, on Tuesday. Sorry? Oh, what's happening at 11:30? You're going to Perth? Okay, rightio. I'm just going to cross out the sixth sheet of my sermon just to...
Sure. No, 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 just joking. Off to Perth, are you? And how long are you going to Perth for, Liz?
Oh, just 2 weeks.
Just 2 weeks. All right. So you'll be over there for your birthday?
Yes, that's the whole idea.
Oh. Okay. That's fantastic. It's fantastic, Liz. And, well, let's have a prayer. And I just wonder, Blair and Liz, would you like to come forward and just, particularly you're heading off to Perth, we normally have a prayer for people as they head off, but also for Fran and for as well, we pray. Lord our God, we thank you for our life together in our community here. And there's times of joy and there's times of sadnesses that are part of that. And but at this particular point, we pray for Fran, we pray for Blair and for Liz. We thank you for each of them and the way that in the past and in the present that they have shared in the life of our community of faith here together. Pray for your blessing upon them. And we think of Liz as she heads off this morning to Perth and to share with family. How exciting, Lord, that is. And let your blessing go with her. And every step of the way, may she know of your presence as she travels and has that time together. And certainly for Blair as well, and for Glenda and for Mark, let your peace and blessing rest upon them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Let's sing one of the great hymns of the church, How Great Thou Art. How many verses have we got here, Rosemary? And have we got four? Okay. It's a great hymn that picks up on the amazing creation work of God, but also in Jesus coming to our midst. And we stand to sing.
The stars.
seated. Thanks, Marlene. And just as Marlene comes forward, just remind, Dawn mentioned about Cool and Classic coming up, because it's going to be a great week of music that week. Music Lovers is a few days before that, and it's going to be just a great opportunity to share in some amazing music that week, and we look forward to both of those events. Marlene will come and read from John 21.
The reading this morning is from John chapter 21, verses 1 to 19. After this, Jesus appeared once more to his disciples at Lake Tiberias. This is how it happened. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael, the one from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples of Jesus were all together. Simon Peter said to the others, "I'm going fishing." "We'll come with you," they told him. But they went out in a boat, but all that night they did not catch a thing. As the sun was rising, Jesus stood at the water's edge, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then he asked them, "Young men, haven't you caught anything?" "Not a thing," they answered. He said to them, "Throw your net out to the right side of the boat and you will catch some." So they threw the net out, couldn't pull it back in because they had caught so many fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Peter heard that it was the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, who had taken his clothes off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples came to shore in the boat, pulling the net full of fish. They're not very far from land, about 100 yards away. When they stepped ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and some bread. Then Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net ashore full of big fish. Even though there were so many, still the net didn't tear. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat." None of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. So Jesus went over, took the bread, gave it to them. He did the same with the fish. This then was the third time Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the death, from death. After they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than the others do?" "Yes, Lord," he answered. "You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Take care of my lambs." A second time, Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," he answered. "You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Take care of my sheep." A third time, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter became sad because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" And so he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Take care of my sheep. I am telling you the truth. When you were young, you used to get ready and go anywhere you wanted to. When you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will tie you up and take you where you don't want to go." In saying this, Jesus was indicating the way in which Peter would die and bring glory to God. Then, pardon me, Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Praise be to God.
So I just want to share a few thoughts about this passage from John, and then some words of introduction to, which will lead into the words of introduction for the baptism. So here we have, and this will be the last account of the appearances of the risen Jesus that we'll have for this Easter season. Next week we'll look at some other things. So this is the last one that we'll look at. And for any of us that have a sense that I am so far, because of what I've done, I'm so far from God that there's no way back, this is a passage for you. Okay. The disciples have decided, for whatever reason, to go fishing. They knew fishing. They were very familiar with fishing. And they go back to doing something very familiar. Early in the morning, they see a figure on the shore, and I suspect can't quite make it out. But this voice says something very familiar to them. Very familiar. Back in Luke chapter 5, with the calling of those first disciples, Jesus says, cast your net into the deeper water and you will find fish. This voice from the shore in John chapter 1 says something very, very similar. Cast your net on the right side. John recognizes it's Jesus. Peter is so excited about this that he just takes off and heads to the shore. As I mentioned last week, Jesus appears to his disciples and followers in various ways that they recognize him. And it's almost a bit like Mary here, when Jesus calls Mary's name at the tomb. He says to them something that they've heard before. You haven't caught anything, have you? Throw your net over this way. They've heard that from 3 years ago. They know this voice. They know it is the risen Lord. And so they gather around a fire of burning coals, a campfire. Now in John's Gospel, where was the last time that we had mention of someone gathering around a little campfire? Sorry, come on. Okay. The night of Jesus' trial. He's arrested and there's a few people gathered around a campfire and Peter joins them. He denies knowing Jesus 3 times around that campfire. The next time in John's Gospel we hear of a campfire is on the beach of this lake, and this extraordinary conversation happens with Peter. As I said, if for any that think we are so far from God because of what we've done that there's no way back, this is your story. Jesus says to Peter, "Do you love me more than these?" 3 times he asks him. In this encounter between Jesus and Peter, who has denied his Lord 3 times, Jesus has already appeared to him before, but here is this one-on-one conversation that takes place. There is forgiveness, there is restoration, there is a new beginning. There is a call, a renewed call to discipleship. There is forgiveness, there is restoration, there is a new beginning for Simon. There is a new beginning here for Simon Peter. A new beginning and a call to follow. The last two words that Marlene read, Jesus says to Peter, "Follow me." He had said those words to Peter 3 years earlier, and he says them again to him now. Come and follow me. There is a new beginning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I just want to quote a few verses and then lead into the baptism. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where Paul talks about this. He says, if anyone, this is from the Message translation, okay, the Message translation. Anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone, a new life emerges. Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him and then called each other. God put the world square with himself through the Messiah, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins. How, you ask? In Jesus. God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong, so we could be put right with God. There is a new beginning, and Peter finds this new beginning. Jesus says, come and follow me. We'll be baptized this morning. For any Sunday that we gather, there's opportunity for a new beginning, and certainly in baptism there's a new beginning. I hope, folks, that you get a glimpse into the significance of what happens here this morning, of what's taking place. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 2 says this, but God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it's the gift of God. I hope today you get a glimpse of the significance of what's about to happen. To go from one understanding of the world, and especially of how God interacts with the world, of how God calls us, of what God requires of us, and most beautifully of all, that God's grace is evident to us. It's a wonderful thing to recognize that. Look, no matter where we're from or what worldview or religious understanding, whether that be Islam, Buddhist, Hindu, or whatever, it is indeed, and indeed for some of us within the Christian faith, we get caught up in this a bit as well, where we believe that we have to do certain things before God will be pleased with me, before God will have an interest in me, before God will consider me, before God will accept me. I have to do this, this, and this. The Christian faith says the exact opposite of that. And this is the beautiful thing about Christian faith. There is a recognition of God's grace to us in Jesus, in what God has done for us. It is by grace that we are saved. And that's the beautiful thing about baptism. Baptism speaks that to us. We actually see it happen. And there are some words that I will say right before their baptism. Comes from, I think it's the French Reformed Church, that encapsulates that so wonderfully, and I really encourage you to listen for that when we get to that part. Now, there is God's call to us to live in a certain way as followers of Jesus, and that's really important, that God's call is to live a certain way, to live as followers of Jesus, and this means certain things for us. But the way that we live is in response to God's grace to us, not the other way around. We live this way through the grace, mercy, and love of God found in Jesus, in his death and resurrection that accepts us, that accepts even the Peters who've denied their Lord, and there is forgiveness and restoration. We don't have to earn that from God. We don't have to earn God's forgiveness or God's mercy. God's mercy, and we're going to see that this morning. And I hope you glimpse it. I really do. And just a word directly to say, it has been, it's been an absolute privilege to meet with you and to share with you. And that will continue, I know that. This is a beginning more than an end in many ways. You know, we all need that. We all need to continue to learn what it is to follow Jesus, to understand this way of Jesus. We all need to continue to do that, to grow in our faith and understanding and discipleship. And that will continue for both of you as it will continue for all of us. We've all been on a journey of learning and discovery and have grown in insights about your homeland, insights about what it is to share our humanity in a world that is often complex and bewildering and perplexing. I know that there are challenges that you and your family continue to face, but I've been so touched by your willingness to share your story, to share your lives, not just with me, but with others here. And it is an absolute privilege. And what a blessing, what a blessing. We have been so blessed. Romans 8 verse 1 says this: "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free, has set you free from the law of sin and death." Rosemary C, if you'd like to come forward and then to bring with you, that would be great.
Thank you. Friends, Reverend David has met regularly with in regards to the Christian faith, and they have requested to be baptised. The church council has enthusiastically agreed, so I am glad to present them here today. We also welcome members of their family.
And so a question to you. What do you ask of God's church?
I ask to be baptised and to be faith and family of Jesus Christ.
I ask to be baptised into the faith and family of Jesus Christ.
You have been called by the Holy Spirit to claim the faith of Jesus Christ as their own, and through baptism to die to sin and rise to newness of life through a new birth by water and the Spirit. May the Lord open your ears to hear his word and your mouth to proclaim his praise. We hear two passages of Scripture.
Hear the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age.
The Apostle Paul said, "Do you not know that all of us have been baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so too might we walk newness of life."
Other members of the church council, there's a couple who are away today, but if any other members of the church council would come forward at this point, there will be opportunity a little later for others to come forward as well. The meaning of baptism. Baptism is Christ's gift. It is a sign by which the Spirit of God joins people to Jesus Christ and incorporates them into his body, the church. In his own baptism in the Jordan by John, Jesus identified himself with humanity in its brokenness and sin. That baptism was completed in his death and resurrection. By God's grace, baptism plunges us into the faith of Jesus Christ so that whatever is his may be called ours. By water and the Spirit, we are claimed as God's own and set free from the power of sin and death. Thus claimed by God, we are given the gift of the Holy Spirit that we may live as witnesses to Jesus Christ, share his ministry in the world, and grow to maturity, awaiting with hope the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. In baptism, we are called out of darkness into God's marvelous light. In response to the gospel, I ask you, do you repent of your sins?
I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ, who has defeated the power of sin and death and brought us new life?
I turn to Christ.
I turn to Christ.
Do you commit yourself to God, trusting in Jesus Christ as Savior and the Holy Spirit as God's power and presence along the way?
I commit myself to God.
I commit myself to God.
In the unity of the whole church, let us stand and affirm the faith into which we were baptized as we share together the Apostles' Creed. I invite you to stand. And as was often the case in the life of the early church around baptism, this was said by question and answer. Do you believe in God? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. We now have a prayer of thanksgiving, and particularly a prayer of thanksgiving for God's gift of water. Thanks, Rosemary. Holy God, faithful one, we thank you for your gift of water and the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, your Spirit moved over the waters and brought life out of the chaos of nothingness. In the days of Noah, you rescued those on the ark from the great flood. You saved the infant Moses from the waters of the Nile so that he could lead your people through the sea to a promised land. Your son Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan and anointed by the Spirit. By the baptism of his death, Christ sets us free from our captivity to sin and enables us to share in his resurrection life. By the power of your Holy Spirit, bless this water, that those who are baptized into the death of Christ, having been buried with him, may rise with him to walk in newness of life and set free from enslavement to sin, may live to God in Christ Jesus, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be your honour and glory now and forever. Amen. For you, Jesus Christ has come, has lived, has suffered. For you, he endured the agony of Gethsemane and the darkness of Calvary. For you, he uttered the cry, "It is accomplished." For you, he triumphed over death. For you, he prays at God's right hand. For you, even before you were born. In baptism, the word of the apostle is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From this day forward, the sign of the cross is upon you. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. From this day forward, the sign of the cross is upon you. Catholic and Apostolic Church, according to to Christ's command, and I invite us to wholeheartedly welcome them. There's a beautiful tradition that we do within the life of the Christian church at baptism is to sing the Aaronic blessing, and I invite you to do that. And this is a blessing that we sing to, and I invite you to do that now. And if you know the words really well, you might just want to cast an eye over here every now and then as we sing this to them. The Lord. Please be seated. As I said in the message, that we respond to God's grace, that God's grace comes to us first and then we respond. So there is some responses that we'll make, but there's also responses that we as a congregation make as well, and there'll be some words for you shortly. Actually, do you want to say some of your words now? Is that okay now?
Can I? I just wanted to thank you all. I won't forget the first day that I stepped in the church. I was so nervous. I was worried how I would be judged, how I would be treated. And you all took me in. Now, when I come here every Sunday, I just feel relieved, calm, in peace. You're really Christians. Thank you.
You have been baptized into the faith of Christ and are called to the worship, witness, and service of God in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so some questions to you. Will you continue in the community of faith, the apostles' teaching, the breaking of bread, and the prayers?
With God's help, I will.
With God's help, I will.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Jesus Christ?
With God's help, I will.
With God's help, I will.
Will you seek Christ in all people and love your neighbor as yourself?
With God's help, I will.
With God's help, I will.
Will you strive for justice and peace and respect the dignity of every human being?
With God's help, I will.
With God's help, I will.
Amen. And indeed, we all need God's help to live out these promises. And shortly, we'll have the opportunity to respond as well. May the God of grace, who has given us new birth by water and the Spirit, keep us steadfast in the faith of Christ and bring us to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Will you promise to maintain a life of worship and teaching, witness and service, so that and indeed each of us may grow in maturity in Christ? We respond. With God's help, we will live out our baptism as a loving community in Christ, nurturing one another in faith, upholding one another in prayer, and encouraging one another in service, until Christ comes. Amen. There's now an opportunity for any who would want to come forward. I invite you to greet as you do that. And then if you want to head back to your seat, that's fine. You might like just want to stand here as well. As you do that, there's also an opportunity to recall your baptism. If you're someone who's baptized, as you come forward, you might want to simply just place your hand in the water. It's not a re-baptism or anything like that. It's just an opportunity for us to reaffirm our baptism. You might simply just place your hand in the water. You might just place it on your heart. You might do the sign of the cross upon you. I just invite you to do that. You may or may not want to. That's okay. That may be an act that you can do this morning as you come and greet. And there'll just be some time to do that now. And I'll just say these words first. Sisters and brothers, always remember that you are baptized and be thankful. Always remember you are baptized and give thanks to the risen Lord. Always remember you are baptized and praise the Holy Spirit. I invite any who would want to come forward, and feel free to remain here just for the last little bit with the candle and the certificate. And if you want to just to recollect your own baptism, please feel free to do that. Well, that's possibly one of the most beautiful sights that I've seen for quite some time, I'd have to say. We just finished this part by presenting a candle and then a baptism certificate. And the candle is about, it's just in a very symbolic way of just connecting with the light of the world, that Jesus is the light of the world. And I invite whoever I gave the candle through to come forward to light through the Christ candle. And this is something that... One thing that people do with the candle is that sometimes on the anniversary of their baptism, they relight it, or at any time that they feel they need to do that. There might be some times when things are pretty difficult, and one of the things we can do is light our candle to remind us who we are in Christ. Belong to Christ, the light of the world. Let your light so shine before the world that all may see your good works and give glory to our Father who is in heaven. We have a couple of baptism certificates to present as well. Just ask Rosemary and Coralie to come forward with that. And of course, that's baptism into Christ Church. There's a whole, and it happens here, but it's baptism into Christ Church worldwide. And we're going to sing. It sort of feels like we should sort of finish about now, I reckon, but we'll continue. We've got a song to sing, some prayers for others and the offering. So just as you begin to head back, we're going to sing the Summons, which is this a song from the Iona community that provides the opportunity for us to recommit ourselves to the following of Christ. As that's sung, our offering will be received. And let's continue. Thanks, Jenny. So feel free to head back to your seat if you'd like to. Will you come and follow me? Call your name.
Lord, your sentence goes true and you but more. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the ways in which you have enfolded us in your love and you've called us by name to follow you. May these gifts in our lives offered in your name be used to enfold others in your love. Amen.
To our dear Holy Father, who art in heaven, good morning and thank you for this beautiful, sparkly morning we meet you on here. We rejoice with you and all the angels in heaven for this very special moment that we have been blessed to share today with our new friends. We're so excited to be here with you and to have the opportunity to welcome them into your church and celebrate with you now as we pray for them and our world. Merciful God, you call each of us by name and promise us your constant love. Please watch over your servants as they begin this new chapter of relationship with you. Please deepen their understanding of the gospel. Please strengthen their commitment to follow the way of Christ. And please help them keep the faith and communion of your church. Please encourage them as they grow in their love for you and their compassion for others. Please help them to live in the world as witnesses to your eternal love. Father God, please bring them all safety to know and express the fullness of your peace and glory in their lives. Please bless their families and loved ones, near and far, with all health and happiness and security. We know you work in our lives for good, Lord, and we know in you is life in all its fullness. We thank you for your abundant support in the difficult times in our lives, and we feel you especially close as they continue on this journey of faith. Please help us here at Kenmore to do our best also to live out our baptism with them, and please refresh our desire to keep the promises we have made to support and encourage our new sister and brother in Christ today and every day. Amen. Please help us forgive each other for any mistakes we make along the way, because really we're all. Thank you, Jesus, for getting it 100% right, because God knows we never could. We're so grateful for all the rich gifts you have given us, Lord God, and thank you for accepting us just as we are, mess and all. Lord, we think of Anzac Day yesterday. We are saddened to hear of the disrespect given to Indigenous leaders at some Anzac Day services, as well as news of the conflicts around the world that continue to flare up. Please help us learn from our past. Lord, please help our leaders recognize their folly, and please help us to hold peace and understanding in our hearts for our neighbors. Please help us speak out against racism, prejudice, and intolerance, just like you did. We want to do a good job for you, Lord. Please let us know where we might start. And thank you always for being here with us on the journey. We're excited to see where it takes us. So thank you for your love, now and always. Amen. And now we say the Lord's Prayer as he taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For yours the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Our final hymn this morning, and Rosemary and Jenny, can I suggest we do verses 1 and 4? Yeah, so we'll just do 2 verses, I think, and then we'll get. Now, and then, can you just. They brought along some things this morning. Can you tell us what you've brought along? And these are some things that have a flavour to them.
Yes. So this is what we call it, German sweets. And it's a tradition for us, especially in the beginning of New Year, which we call it Nowruz. The beginning of spring, and we help our guests with these sweets. They have some jam. different types.
So there's some jam inside. And there's another box as well, folks. So it's, yeah.
They are also called Danish.
Danish?
Yes. And they are so popular.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
exactly. Is that right? I think they have changed these sweets into the, you know. That's it.
We stand to sing just verse 1 and 4, and then there'll be a blessing, and we'll share together in some morning tea.
To serve you to the end,
may thou forever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if thou art by my side. No
Let us go out into the world in the power of the Spirit at all things, at all times. Remember that Christ is with you. Make your life your worship to the praise and glory of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Morning tea. Charbar over here. Thanks, folks.